This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Now, most of us don't know a lot about neuropsychiatric diseases. But if somebody asks us, what disease makes you swear all the time? Then most of us will say Tourette's. And yes, there is a disease called Tourette's syndrome, but swearing is its least common presentation. It was first noted back in 1825, when the French physician Jean-Marc Gaspard Itard described the symptoms of 10 of his patients. They found themselves having to perform repetitive behaviours that they could not control. Sometimes they made complex movements, and sometimes they made verbal utterances, such as continually clearing their throats or saying inappropriate words, including swear words. Tourette's syndrome, however, is named after Georges Guy de la Tourette, a French neurologist, who wrote a paper in 1885, that's 60 years later, and the paper was called Study of a Nervous Affliction. It was based on his observations of 9 patients who were afflicted with strange movements. For the next century, the disease was poorly understood. And not surprisingly, most of the treatments for it didn't really work. A major change came around 1970, when doctors Arthur and Elaine Shapiro described their limited successes with certain medications. They proposed that Tourette syndrome should henceforth be regarded as a neurological disease, not an emotional one. So what is Tourette syndrome? Well, over the years, the definition of Tourette syndrome has changed a few times. The current definition has 4 parts. First, the patient has to have several motor tics and at least 1 vocal tic. A tic is a rapid, repeated, identical movement. It can range from simple to complex, from the blinking of the eyes or shoulder shrugging, right up to gymnastics such as deep knee squats and even somersaults. A tic can also be a vocal tic involving the muscles of speech, which of course are controlled by the brain. Vocal tics can be as simple as a grunt, or a repeated cough, or a clearing of the throat, or as complex as inappropriate speech. In one case, a woman, as part of her Tourette syndrome, uttered rude words. Now, she became deaf from a completely separate disease. She then learnt sign language, and found herself making rude gestures in sign language. Now, the tics are often described as a, and I quote, semi-voluntary response to an irresistible force, unquote. It's like having a tickle in your throat at a symphony performance or a church service. You can hold off having to noisily clear your throat for a while, but the longer you wait, the greater the pressure builds up, and when you do finally clear your throat, it's long and loud. Some high school students with Tourette's say that they can suppress the tics all day while at school, but once they get to the privacy of their home, they get enormous relief from letting the tics run their course. The second part of the definition relates to timing. The tics happen many times per day, usually in bouts. They happen nearly every day, or intermittently, over a period greater than a year. Either way, to suit the definition, there can't be a tic-free period longer than about 3 months. And the third part is that the tics first appear at an age less than 18 years. Indeed, about half of Tourette's patients have their first tic by the age of 7 years. And finally, for the definition, the tics are not caused by another medical condition, such as Huntington's disease, or Wilson's disease, or infectious encephalitis, or primary dystonia, or by substance abuse. Now, as recently as 2001, in the USA, the talkback radio doctor, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, was asked about bringing a person with Tourette syndrome to a wedding. Dr. Schlesinger was, at that time, under the false impression that people with Tourette's spent all day swearing, and as part of her answer, she replied, and I quote, "Well, I'm going to come to your party and just scream F you, F you, F you every 5 seconds and see if you want to invite me back. It's outrageous to call that a disability that should be tolerated at a wedding." Unquote. She did not realise that swearing is the least typical symptom, that only 10 to 15% of sufferers exhibit it, and then only for a small fraction of the time. So you can see how widespread the misinformation is about Tourette's syndrome. But I'll try and set the record straight next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?